standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing near, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home. "Woman, behold your son. Son, behold your mother." Today is Good Friday. And there's two ways that the preacher can go about preaching Good Friday. And one is to give you the theology of the cross. We get a great deal of that in the letter to the Hebrews today, where Paul talks about the blood of Jesus being able to expiate and propitiate sins, but not the blood of bulls and goats. The second approach, which is the one I'm going to take, is to talk about Good Friday in personal terms. "Woman, behold your son. Behold your mother." From those few words, "Woman, behold your son," we can discern that God cares for people personally. God cares for me personally. God cares for you personally, not in some global sense. God does not only see the crowds on the earth. He does not only see the masses of humanity. He cares for you and he cares for me personally. Now, how do I know this? Well, imagine, if you will, in your mind's eye, the scene. Jesus is hanging on the cross, and his whole life has led up to this point. And he's offering himself as a sacrifice for the whole world upon the altar of the cross. Jesus is in the midst of his most important work, that is, bringing about reconciliation between God and man. And many things must have been going through his mind, many thoughts, many prayers. And yet, even in the midst of all this, he can look out and see the crowd, and see the faces in that crowd, and see his mother weeping with grief. And he looks on her with compassion and calls out to her. Now, how often do we, when we are in a situation of adversity, think of others? When I'm bearing my crosses, I usually think about me. My compassion is for myself, not for others. When I'm doing my most important work, I develop tunnel vision, and I see no one else. My compassion is for no one else. And that's the difference between Jesus and me. Hanging on the cross, suffering, mind so full of many things, so much to think about, he looks out on the crowd and he notices a single person. He has compassion on a single person and calls out to her. So I know that Jesus has compassion and loves each and every one of us personally. He did that for Mary, and he does that for you and for me. Woman, behold your son. You know, you might feel overlooked. You might feel alone. Perhaps the boss doesn't know you exist. Perhaps your priest doesn't know you as he should. Or your family ignores you. Maybe you feel isolated on the edge of things. If so, this is good news on Good Friday for you. Because even though you might be a face in the crowd, Jesus notices you personally. He cares for you personally. He has compassion for you personally, just as he did his mother. So that's the first thing. God is a personal God for you. Second, God is a practical God. God cares for you and your needs. He cares for your practical, very real, earthly needs. Now, Jesus, hanging on the cross, notices his mother. And then he took care of her and cared for her needs as well. He'd given her salvation. He'd given her grace and peace. He'd given her eternal life. Through the cross, he's given her all of these wonderful spiritual things. But he's also concerned that she receive practical things. He looks over to John, the beloved disciple, and he says, "Son, here's your mother." And to Mary, "Mother, here's your son." And with those words, Jesus provided everything that Mary needs, both physically and spiritually. Because in John, Mary had a roof over her head. Mary had a family to which she could belong. Mary had a table at which she could eat. God is a practical God. And this again is good news, because all of us have practical needs, as did Mary. We need a home, a family, food, work, whatever it is, we have these needs, and God cares. One of the striking features of the liturgy on Good Friday is the solemn collects. And in the solemn collects, we pray for very practical things. We pray for spiritual things as well. But it's important that we not fall into the trap of thinking that Jesus is not concerned with us in this present life. So we pray for the nitty-gritty. Jesus teaches us in the Lord's Prayer to pray for our daily bread, practical needs. If you pray for what you need, Jesus will take care of you. Maybe not in the way you thought he would, but he will. So from this little phrase, "Behold your son, behold your mother," we discern two very important truths. One, our God is a personal God. He went to the cross for you. And our God is a practical God. If today you and I were at Calvary, and gazing up at Jesus on the cross, we would see him looking back at us, scanning the crowds, and his eyes would rest on you personally. He would love you personally. He would want to meet your needs personally, whatever they might be. And Jesus still does all these things. And that is the good news for Good Friday. Amen.